All right, good to see everybody. Update on the injury report. Trenton Holiday had a left lower leg injury. Wesley Woodyard, right ankle, did return. Omar Bolden, left shoulder injury. And Eric Decker, right shoulder injury. Any questions?
Can you comment on Peyton's amazing night tonight?
Yeah, Peyton's had a lot of amazing nights. And, you know, I think our guys worked very hard this offseason. You know, your roster always changes season to season. You know, guys worked hard in the weight room, worked hard out on the practice field. You know, it was just good to see, you know, them get rewarded with a W.
What you were looking for, Sean, where the defense
set up? Hold on. I'm good, but I'm not that good. All right, what do you got, Mike? Yeah, you know, he's a guy that's got you know, a little bit more experience. We've got some youth at that position. Does not, you know, mean anything as far as where they are in our depth chart or any of that. In our mind, we have three starting backs. But Noshon's, you know, a little bit more seasoned. But the other guys played well. Back over here. You know, I don't know that we wore them out. You know, I think, you know, in all these, you know, all 32 coaches, you don't know really what you got. You know, I don't know. You know, they had some new guys. We had some new guys. Whether they retired them out or not, I can't answer that. You'd have to ask them. But, you know, it does put a little bit more pressure on the defense as far as getting lined up, getting things communicated, especially in a loud stadium like ours. Our fans were terrific and did everything we asked them to do. But, you know, again, it's just, you know, like a pitcher. I mean, you don't throw the same speeds all the time. You don't get all fastballs. And, you know, I thought our offense did a great job. I thought Adam Gase and the offensive staff did a great job. You know, again, without watching the tape, you know, I thought it was, you know, good at times. It's never good enough. I mean, it's just how it is. But, you know, I thought they responded pretty well. And, you know, we had some guys, our cast of characters missing. But, you know, I think we'll just improve as we go with the people that played tonight.
Peyton said that you were prepared to send the team out three different times early, but the delay happened. They kept adding more time to it. How do you think that affected the rhythm of the offense? Did it just kind of take a while for them?
You know, I don't think that much. I think, you know, sometimes there's a feeling out process, you know, that takes place, you know, likely. Fortunately, we figured it out after halftime. But, you know, again, it takes some time. And, again, we got new players. Julius Thomas has not played a lot of snaps. You know, we've got Ronnie Hillman and Monte Ball that have not played a lot of snaps. We got a new starting center from a year ago. So, you know, just like every team that goes to opening day, there's some things to figure out as you go. And, you know, I thought we did that better in the second half, obviously, than the first half.
I'm happy for a guy like Julius Thomas who kept around and was hurt all year to get out there and make plays like he did.
Well, we never considered not having him around. It was just having him healthy. And he finally got healthy.
Have you been around the quarterback that's in any level that's thrown seven touchdown passes in one game?
No. I wished I was, but I wasn't.
It's for the first time in 44 years it's been done. I mean, I know it's pretty fresh here, but can you maybe expand on that kind of performance?
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, I thought the guy was incredible a year ago. I've said it a million times. To sit out a whole year, come to a new city, all new teammates, a very unusual type of injury, you know, and I don't know where he finished, but it was up there, you know, in every category that quarterbacks look at. And then this one, you know, was pretty phenomenal, seven touchdown passes. I know it ties an NFL record. You know, we made a lot of errors. I mean, we had a lot of young players. You saw the error Danny Trefathan made. I mean, young players make mistakes. And, you know, it's something I know he'll never do again. But, you know, he made a really good play because they ran the same play earlier in the game and he lost leverage. He had inside help. And then he was smart. He was, you know, aware enough to go outside, make the play, but he didn't finish it quite the right way. Yeah, I think it added motivation. I mean, we've talked about that game forever. I think we were just looking forward to playing again. You know, unfortunately, it wasn't the next week last year. We had to wait 8 months. So, really, at the end of the day, it was you know, a fire in your belly. I don't know, you know, a pain, a scar. I don't know, any word you want, but it is a motivator.
Anything else for the coach? Okay.
All right, thank you.